Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord?
Good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you know, that song is a reminder, and should be to all of us. If we don't go to the Lord, where are we going? We all know that answer, don't we? Now, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit once again to come forward, open our hearts and minds so that we can obtain the things that he will teach this morning, Father. And that we can gain knowledge in accordance with your word, with your will, and your way, and see the truth, Father, that lays there. And we ask also for his guidance to keep us on the pathway of righteousness as we go through our day. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to be in the 8th chapter of Matthew. Give everybody a moment to get there. Now, here in the 8th chapter, verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. Now he's talking here about him coming down from the mountain. What mountain is he talking about? He's there on the Mount of Olives. He just finished preaching the Beatitudes that we studied there in chapter 7. All about it. Now, he's come down to carry on. Verse 2, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. You see, leprosy was considered as the one that had that as being unclean. And no one was to touch him, to physically touch him, no. And those that did, they were considered unclean also. Now he told the Lord, he said, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. You see, he's done exactly what really he wasn't supposed to do. He reached forth and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, you see, that was letting everyone know that Jesus had the authority to do this work of Almighty God. So, him touching, instead of it bringing uncleanness to Jesus, you know, what it did, it caused the total cleansing of the leper. Now, he also, though, tells this man here in verse 4, and Jesus saith unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way. Show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now you see, he's got some things he has to do. He's to go and show himself to the priest. And that is really in obedience to the Mosaic law regarding cleanliness. Because you see, while Christ was still here on the earth with his ministry, he was still doing a lot of the things according to the Mosaic law. He wasn't here to destroy the law. He was here to fulfill it and to bring it actually to a close, because there was something else coming. Now, and he's telling him to offer the gift that Moses commanded. Pardon me just a moment. Lord, clear this throat. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you know, you can find those gifts actually in Leviticus 14, verse 2 through 32, where they are typically from Christ's atonement and the cleansing is provided. Now, you see, it was all done to show the evidence to the priest that the leper had indeed been cleansed. Because, you see, there was, at that this time, in Jesus' ministry, they wasn't very many. There was really following him. There was a few, but not an awful lot. Now, we're going in verse 5 here. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Now this centurion is actually of the Roman army. But you wouldn't have thought about him seeking Jesus, but he is. You see, even during Jesus' ministry, there was a lot of different people that would put their faith in him and stand looking for him and wanting to do things for them. Now, centurion was actually between a commissioned officer and a non-commissioned officer. And to those that have been in the army today, he would really been about the equal in rank as our army sergeant major today. You see, that's the last and the highest rank that a non-commissioned officer can obtain. Now, the next rank above that is your second lieutenant, which is a commissioned officer. This centurion is a worker. That works. He carries a lot of authority and a lot of responsibilities. But he, here, verse 6, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. In other words, he's paralyzed. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. To show you how humble a man can get, this centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Listen to that faith and see how humble. He's telling you, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. But just speak the word, and he'll be healed. 9. He goes on to tell Jesus, he said, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, those that were following with Jesus, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. This man's faith. 11. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Think about that. The children of the kingdom refers to those to whom the kingdom really belongs. And that outer darkness is referenced to the condemnation of the second death. He goes on there about be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, he's drawing attention to the fact that such severe judgment is in fact a reality, even though he was a Gentile. The servant was healed because of the faith of the centurion. Not even his faith, but the faith of the centurion. The centurion was carrying that much faith. Now, you know, today if we will walk with just that kind of faith, there's so much that we could do. Think about that. Now, you see, with Jesus letting them know he couldn't find that much faith, man, that kind of faith, that strong faith, in all of Israel, what he's doing is he's emphasizing really the foolishness of Israel and its rejection of him and as the Messiah, as his authority. Think about these things. Now, 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. He was healed immediately in that same hour. Now, 14. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. Now he's went to Peter's house, and here Peter's mother's sick. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. He didn't even speak to her. He just touched her hand. The fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. In other words, she got up and was taking care of their needs, just by the touch of his hand. You see, we are carrying, if you are a child of God, you are carrying tremendous power within you, man or woman. Now, because we're told, and we'll be getting into that, Jesus says all that believe in me. Not the preachers, not the deacons and things of it. He says, all that believe in me. These things I do, they will do, and greater than these will they do. Because I go to the Father. Because you see, it's not our power and our strength doing it. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God working through us. Now, 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Think about that. And I know that that works. Those that the Lord is working through can do the same thing today. Because a lot of things that are bothering mankind today is actually demon control. And there is a demon present there with that one. But we have the authority by using Jesus' name to cast that demon out. Oh, now, Pastor, no. That just don't happen today. Oh, yes, it does. There's a lady in Louisville, and her daughter can tell you. Her and her daughter, and actually, the young girl's uncle. Because you see, she had a demon that had brought epilepsy to her. And I was preaching and that spirit called this young lady, told her, says, you need to come forward. She did. She got up and come up. Stopped in front of me. I didn't know what to do with it. I just went on back to my preaching. The Spirit spoke through me to her and told her, says, young lady, you have a demon of epilepsy. Hey, I'm wondering what's going on. I went back to my preacher. She's still standing there. I hadn't said but a few words. The Spirit called that demon out. I saw it come out. She turned and started back down to go to her seat. And when she turned out of the aisle to go back to her seat, I seen that demon go back to her. The Spirit spoke to her and told her, said, young lady, you've got to come forward again. Her mother and her uncle would not let her come. Because, you see, they wasn't believing what the Spirit had told her. They wouldn't let her come back. And I went on my sermon. Then the Spirit spoke to her once more and told her, said, young lady, if you don't come forward, you'll be in the hospital before tomorrow morning. They wouldn't let her come. The next day, service began. I hadn't said but a few words. Front door come open. Her mother come down the aisle running and crying. Brother Tony, can you, when service over, can you go to hospital with me? My daughter's in the hospital. They don't know whether she's going to live or die. Spirit spoke to her, said, no, you were warned. To this day, I really don't know whether that young lady lived or died. But I do know the power of God works. And he'll work through you if you are right in the eyes of Almighty God. And it don't matter who you are. If you are a child of God and you are right in his sight, you can see great things happen. Now, we found out here that he healed Peter's mother just by touching her hand. She arose and ministered unto them. And in 16, since when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now, 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. You see, even Isaiah, 400 plus years before Christ was born, prophesied of him, of his coming, how his coming would be, by what means, by a virgin. He told the whole thing. He spoke about his life, things that would be. And then he also spoke of his death. You see, God has proof that his word is true, and that he keeps his word. He may not keep it like we want it or like we will expect it, but he'll keep it. Now, 17. That's the one where Isaiah, the prophet himself, spoke and said he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 18. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. He's got this great multitude around him now, and he's needing some rest. He's talking about going to the other side. 19. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Now he's telling him he's going to follow him wherever you go. But 20. And Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, the birds have of the air have nets, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. You see, he had no home of his own during these years of his ministry. He was always being taken in to someone else's home. Now, 21. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. 22. But Jesus saith unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. In other words, you follow me because your work is my work. Your life belongs to me. And let those that are not followers bury their dead. Now, he called them, let the dead bury the dead, because they were not followers of him. 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. He's sleeping. It ain't bothering him at all. 25. And his disciples came to him and awakened him, saying, Lord, save us. We perish. 26. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? He's actually asking them why they are not calming the storm in the sea. But, you see, they didn't have it. And he's asking and letting them know, O ye of little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? But you see, they could have done the same thing. They just didn't have that kind of faith as of yet. Now, And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gadarenes, there met him two possessed of devils coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. You see, everybody was afraid to go by there because he's possessed of devils. Now, 29. And behold, they cried out, saying, this is these devils crying out to Jesus. And they're saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? This is the question they're asking. You going to torment us before the time? Now, you know, they knew exactly who he was and what he was. And they know where they're headed. But now, they won't know if he's there to torment them before their time in hell in that lake of fire. Now 30. And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. Now, how many of these devils are there in these two men? Verse 32, and he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. Now they wanted to go into the swine, and he let them go. Swine didn't want them either. Better run to the into the sea and drown. 33. They that kept them fled and went their way into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. He told what had happened. They did. But they'd also lost their herd of swine too. 34. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. They were that afraid of it because they had been told what had happened about him calling all these devils out and about them going into the swine. He let them go. And they all run into the sea and drown. Now his whole city is afraid of him. You see, he's not finding much faith at all, is he? You know, we wonder today what he's thinking about the faith of this land of ours. We know he hasn't kept it from getting in the shape that it's in. So he's had to lift his hand off of our land. Think about it. For it to be in the shape it's in today, because it wasn't in that kind of shape. And not too long ago, you know, just one president back had our country in good shape because the evil ones in our government hadn't been able to get done what they did when they got rid of him. Our economy was so much better. The workforce, everything was so much better with him in office. They got rid of him. Look what they've done. And they've done it in a short period of time. Tore our country apart. But you see, just as this city now is out against him, they want him to depart out of their coast because they are afraid of him. We're going to stop there. Good night is another one. It is quite lengthy. Most of these chapters in Matthew are quite lengthy. And when you really get to breaking them down to see what God is saying, it takes time. But you can get a lot of joy out of it. A lot of joy in learning about the things of the gospel, about the Lord Jesus Christ, about those that were with him and his followers, and the things that were done. Because we are coming to a day to where the Lord is expecting the same thing out of his people today. He's expecting them to do great things. There is to be one last great revival before he comes for the church. Something to think about. So we need to be getting about the Lord's work. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we close your word. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we praise the Lord for the things he's done for us, going to the cross in our place, taking our sins, because he had none, but taking our sins to the cross so that we could be forgiven for them, that we could live our lives here on earth as your children, and one day step out of this life and into eternity and go to be with him. Now, Father, for your saints wherever they are, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. Israel, Jerusalem, we pray for peace for them. And Father, even more than that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. This land of ours, Father, my prayer is that your children will all in mind come together in this election day, remove from office all of the evil leadership of our government and our churches, and replace them with those that are walking in righteousness, holiness, serving you and loving you in the Lord Jesus Christ and loving this country, and will work with us to bring this land to repentance and put it back on the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, you know those that I pray for all the time. Brother Kenny, his family. Brother Dennis, his family. Sister Amy and her family. Especially her husband and her son. For James Taylor and his. For Bobby and Millie Johnson. For myself. For my family. Help us, Father, to reach those of our family that's walking in darkness to the point that they understand that they need something more than themselves. They need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life so that they too can make heaven their home and not be lost. And Father, for those that are walking in sickness, remember, reach out and claim that healing that's been given you. You're being healed by the stripes that Jesus bore. Receive it. Claim it, stand on it. Watch it become a reality. Now, Father, this is my prayer. Keep us all through the day. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And bring us back together again this evening, Father. Back into your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, all. Have a great, great day. And I see Pastor Kenny did make it in. So everybody, be careful out there. Have a great day.